Hi, Doug. It's Joe. How you doing today? Hope everything's all right for you. If you ever like good music again, I got some good ones for you. Take care and have a good one.
FM, WMFO. My gosh, I started talking without having the music ready. That was exciting. Whoa, well, that's exciting. I've truly run, people. I've run like the wind. Oh my gosh, we're so loud. Sorry, peeps. I'm very excited. Hello, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO. Tufts Reform Radio. It's very exciting because we have an epic show for you today, but we're starting off with some Ella Fitzgerald, of course. Louis Armstrong, it's December 1st. Happy December 1st. Hopefully you're just having the most beautiful day ever. Hopefully the sun is shining and there's no snow where you are, but maybe there is. And if so, how happy? Because how great to celebrate December 1st in winter style, which is why we're just playing this tune today to get us started. And then, boy, do we have a show for you today. So get ready, sit back, relax, catch your breath if you just run across the world to get to this epic radio station. Or if you just happen to be running, I know that I just have run and I'm not a runner. So this has been exciting. I'm so excited to this epic show. So really, we should just get started. We're starting it off with I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, Ella Fitzgerald and the Louis Armstrong. I was going to say the great Ella Fitzgerald and the great Louis Armstrong, but that got all tangled up in the excitement. So here we go. I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm to celebrate December 1st, the holiday season. Just upbeat, happy, positive songs and an epic radio show coming right at you today on WMFO. It's What a Wonderful World. Hello, I'm Ella. It's so happy that you're here. And now, just get ready. We're turning the volume up. The volume's up all the way. And now, I've got my love to keep me warm.
The snow is snowing. The wind is blowing. But I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Yes, snow is snowing. wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Yes, I can't remember. I wish December just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? Baby, I've got my love to keep me warm. Oh, off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can't weather the storm, storm, storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form?
Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love.
My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me. I've got my love to keep me. I've got my love to keep me warm.
Got my love to keep me warm. Let's just... Whoa, sorry about that, peeps. Just trying to put on the headphones. And now I'm just rocking out with you beautiful peeps. The headphones are very loud. Now they're turned down. We're all just doing great over here. And hopefully you're just doing great out there in the beautiful world. It is 2:11. Wow, wonder how that happened. You would think with all the just flying through the wind that happened, I would have gotten here in a heartbeat, but it's just 2:11, so it's very exciting because you're never gonna guess what show we have today. It's inspired by just some of my favorite peeps in the world, the Fasciano family. And guess what? Just a collaboration slash mostly just one guy, but I kind of just helped by putting the songs together onto the radio right now. Dad Fasciano. Just this rockin' dude. Just hello. Hope you're feeling having a rockin' day. And guess what? We just made a show together. Just Dad thought of all these songs, which are amazingly connected. And just in each song pairing, one of the songs mentions the other song. In an exciting, crazy spectacularness of different music and musicians and songs from all over coming together and making this incredible mashup listening experience. So really you're in for a treat, especially because if you couldn't tell from me starting 5 minutes late and running up the stairs and coming on out of breath, but and having the first 5 minutes of this radio show being definitely hand-selected music right by me. Not actually, it was by just automation of WMFO. But you'd maybe guess that this was not a very planned out show. But you'd be wrong. This show has been planned. Mostly because Dad helped me plan it and picked out all the songs that are coming up right now. So really we should just get to them. Probably there'd just be some hand waving that's like, come on, come on. If I could see my family right now. So we're just gonna roll into it, I'd say. And there's just so many exciting ones to start with. I think we'll just start with some rockin'. Really, we got some rockin', we got some jazz, we got some twisting and shouting. Oh, you might see that later. Get excited. But we're going to start off with some classics. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. It just seems clear that there'd be some connection because there's so many connections in that song. So just you wait. Maybe just guess. You can call in at 855-915-9636 or go to WMFO.org and head on over to the DJ chat. And you can text me your guesses for the next song. And then it'll be a fun game we'll play on a Thursday at 2 p.m. And just how much more fun can the day get? I don't really know. So we're going to start. Drop your guesses in all those spots below. And then we'll play the next song right after this. But first, Billy Joel.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes 1. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3 and 4, chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
We've got Rock Around the Clock Tonight by the great, whoa, my eyes didn't even work, by the great Bill Haley. Oh, brain isn't working. Well, and his comments, they're just really rocking it on the American Graffiti album. And you know what was right before that? Billy Joel doing We Didn't Start the Fire, another rocking song, and just mentions Rock Around the Clock. And very excitingly, also some other people were maybe mentioned that we might be listening to. So just keep your ears out for this exciting, exciting radio show that may even, we might have one or two songs or a song, just combinations that we might be able to hear next week. So stick around, but we'll just stick around this hour and next week hour. But until next week hour, we still got a lot of time to rock and a lot of time to do a PSA, and a lot of time to just play some great music. So, hopefully having a great day. And it is not too chilly where you are. It's very windy here. Just, you could blow right over. It's crazy, actually. So, it's been a happy day over here. And hopefully it's just been a happy day wherever you are. And we are going to continue the happiness by playing some more rockin' tunes, including this pairing, that Bobby Fassiano, another epic guy, just my brother, who also just so soon is his radio show is starting up, so you gotta be listening to that, and just tune into this radio show to hear updates, I'd say. So get excited for that. But he just kind of through this radio show has a little section of his own today. So really, he still had a show today just by taking over the next 7 minutes of this show with his suggestion of the two songs that connect. This was the right order. I didn't want to give away the fun. Glass Onion by the Beatles also just has so many exciting songs that are referenced. So just give us a ring at 855-915-9636. Or again, join us in the DJ chat at WMFO.org if you want to make your guess. Or just guess yourself and then you're just playing the game too. So that's very fun. But we're going to start with Glass Onion and then stick around for the next exciting song. And then we'll just keep playing these epic duos. But first, it's the Beatles with Glass Onion.
I told you about strawberry peel. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go.
Pretty exciting stuff, this world. Just Strawberry Fields forever, the Beatles. And hopefully, my hope for you, at least, is perhaps you were listening with some headphones or some surround sound speakers. There was just a lot of exciting things that I could hear in this radio station because I could watch on the board the two left and right channels of the audio being all crazy with all the crazy things the Beatles did. So hopefully you just enjoyed that crazy psychedelic adventure that we all took with Strawberry Fields, the Beatles, and Glass Onion. another rock and Beatles song. And Bobby, there you go. Probably I should have looked up a Beatles fact, because Bobby likes to do a lot of song facts for his radio show. They're a lot more planned than mine. So maybe we'll just bring in a Beatles fact to just honor Bobby again. Just at the next break. But until then, we have some more rockin' songs to get to. And this is a fun one, because this is a song that mentions another song, but also is kind of a sequel, I would say. And maybe just one of the few songs that has a sequel, but maybe I'll do some more research for next week to see if more songs have sequels. But certainly this one does. And I just recently listened to the sequel again, and it's just so much fun. You should just look up a YouTube video of both of these songs being played live on some late night channel, I'd say. We'll just bring some joy to your day. So that's what I think you should do. What song should you look up, you ask? Great question. Here we go. We're going to play it right now. First, it's going to be The Twist by The Great Chubby Checker. And then, can you guess what's coming up next? You're never gonna believe it. But first, let's do the twist.
Twister!
It's Chubby Checker doing the twist and the twist again. What rockin' songs, a sequel to a sequel, just going to all of the different ways that music could fit into today's theme. It's mentioned in the song. It's mentioned again. They're mentioning each other. It's a sequel. It's all very exciting, and it's all very just twist and shout and rock and roll and feeling jazzy and hopefully just made you smile. So very exciting. Heard some Chubby Checker, who I feel like, I'm pretty sure when we were just all listening to We Didn't Start the Fire, I think that he was maybe mentioned. I'll have to go back and see, but I think so, because I think that's why I made that comment that said, oh, maybe we'll hear someone that was mentioned. So very exciting stuff, I'd say. And guess what? I did get a Beatles fact for you. It's only verified by one source, so I don't really know if I trust it a billion, but for a fun fact that probably is real, just that is what I'm going to say. So just here, also an inspiration of Bobby having his epic radio show where he says music facts that is just very planned in honor of just today being a very planned, pretty radio show where Dad and Bobby both helped me pick out all these songs. Here's just a fun Beatles fact for the last Beatles songs that we did before. Uh-oh, the Beatles fact is lost. Oh my gosh, I have to scroll down. This is not good. Well, it's about Octopus Garden. Oh, it's found. Well, this is just a fact about how Octopus's Garden took inspiration from a real boating trip that Ringo Starr had in 1968 with his family, and how he just learned the captain of the boat told him, apparently, that octopuses are fond of collecting stones and shiny objects, and that was just very exciting. So it made way for the second song that the Beatles drummer ever wrote for the band, and also it was the last song to feature him on lead vocals. What a curious Beatle fact. So there's a fact about a song we didn't even hear today, but about a band we did hear, twice even. So very exciting for What a Wonderful World, this radio show that you're listening to right now. It's 2:38 and we still got so many more songs to rock out to. So stick around for the PSA. Come in right up, probably just maybe after this. But until then, we have two more rockin' songs for you. And this one's very slight. This was a very smart one by just my dad thinking about these songs together. I was almost just confused. I said, how do these connect? I don't get it. But then if you just listen closely, you'll be able to tell. So again, if you're playing along, call in at 855-915-9636 or reach out in the DJ chat. I'm there hanging out. I'll send you a funny GIF if you stop by. I can see when people join, so I'll pick out a funny GIF that you get to see if you come on by, or just play at home. Guess what song's coming next? But first, it's going to be Old by Paul Simon.
The first time I heard Peggy Sue, I was 12 years old. Russians up in rocket ships and the war was cold. Now many wars have come and gone, genocide still goes on. Buddy Holly still goes on, but his catalog was sold. First time I smoked, guess what? Paranoid. First time I heard Satisfaction, I was young and unemployed. Down the decades every year, summer leaves and my birthday's here. And all my friends stand up and cheer and say, man, you're old, getting old. You're old. No. day, and Buddha found Nirvana along the Lotus Way. About 1500 years ago, Messenger Muhammad spoke, and his wisdom like a river flowed through hills of gold. Wisdom is old, the Koran is old, the Bible is old, the greatest story ever told. Disagreements, work them out. The human race has walked the earth for 2.7 million, and we estimate the universe about 13, 14 billion. When all these numbers tumble into your imagination, consider that the Lord was there before creation. God is old, we're not old. God is old, he made the mold. Take your clothes off, Adam and Eve.
By Buddy Holly and the Crickets. The Crickets, the Beatles, you see the connections? That I actually just realized. Well, I already knew, but also it was on the exciting fact page that I got my last Beatles back from. So there is so many connections happening on today's radio show. And did you just hear Peggy Sue was just mentioned in Old by Paul Simon? The connections are off the roof, I'd say. Just crazy exciting things are happening. And the next crazy exciting thing that's happening is, you guessed it, one of my favorite parts of the radio show. Really, it's all just fun, but you know a great one? The PSA. As you know, this is a community radio station. And that means that just it's free form always. Well, community radio doesn't mean free form, but in our case, it totally does. And there's just no commercials ever. Can't buy an ad. Sorry, the peeps who are just emailing me, I'd say. Instead, we only do PSAs of only the most exciting and safety things that are just helping the community 1 hour that you do one PSA at a time. So today, just in honor of this show that is connecting so many fun songs, Dad and Bobby just helped me make it. And also, just I've learned lots of safety tips from just, I was going to say Dad and Bobby, but sorry, Bobby didn't teach me very many safety tips, but Dad, you have. So just a safety tip that I was seeing when I was flipping through the PSA book is one that's seasonal, November 1st to March 31st, that I haven't even seen yet in the PSA book. So just, we're going to do that one today in the spirit of safety, fun, and Dad's inspiring things like songs, music, and safety. So here it is, the space heater safety tip. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operational directions. In particular, here are just the tips. Keep anything that you can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, oh my gosh, pets and people. Be very careful, peeps, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Very important. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So we got a true PSA for you all today. Stay safe out there in this exciting world, but also stay warm. Safely warm is what I'd say. And might be what this next person would say as we catapult our way forward into more songs. Oh my gosh, what if we just only hear 3 songs and then you just miss one of the songs? This could be crazy, people. We gotta keep going because just what if one of the duos is broken up? I guess we'll just force us into continuing the duos into next week. At least a couple. So look forward to that if it just happens to occur. But until then, we're going to hear some more rockin' songs. And this is a perfect one to play next because, hello, Grandma Mead. Are you listening? Just hi if you are. Grandma Mead, we just always go see her at Thanksgiving. And happy after Thanksgiving to everyone. Hopefully you just had such a fun time with your family or loved ones or just rocking out by yourself, just doing fun, relaxing things. Hopefully it was just relaxing. And fun, funny things happened is my hope. But an exciting thing and funny thing that happened with me is just my family and I, some more begrudgingly than others, I'd say, listened to the Neil Diamond Broadway cast album. And Neil Diamond, Grandma Mead loves Neil Diamond. Lily and I and Grandma Mead went to go see the Neil Diamond musical when it was in Broadway, or when it was in Boston. And it's just such an amazing Broadway cast album. Usually I'm not a big fan of those always, but this one I really loved. Lily and I were dancing up a storm. Truly it was a party. And Grandma Mead was singing along, which all leads me to say that we're going to play a Neil Diamond song next. Wow, what if I just was so wrong? But no, it's right. We're going to play a Neil Diamond song next. And then, of course, guess what song you think's going to be after this? It might be a hard one to guess, another hard one. So we're going to start with Neil Diamond, Southern Man. And then, you guessed right, call us or type it in the chat. You could win a surprise and a reward if you see the funny gif that I put in the DJ chat. So just more exciting things to talk about and hear about. But until then, oh my gosh, if we play this song, we're going to run right out of time. Oh my gosh, this song's 8 minutes. This song's 6 minutes. This song's 5 minutes. This is craziness, people. Oh my gosh. Well, what are we? Okay, we're just playing this one, and we'll do a fun fade out that we all love so much. We're just getting, we have to jump into it, people. We gotta get going. It's gonna be Neil Diamond, Southern Man. This is so bad. I feel like I need to just pause. I need to redo. This has gone astray. It felt like something was wrong in my head and I was messing it up. And then just I've organized my tabs. And also now I've just gotten my phone and it's just not good, people. We've done so, a tangent has been done and just time is running out and craziness has happened. It turns out just my mind was confused. It was just right messed up. And if you said that Neil Diamond is not who we're going to be hearing next, you'd be right. It is not Neil Diamond at all. I just got excited. I read Neil and then thought about Grandma Mead. And then just that was all that I thought about. It was just reading Neil. And then my story went to Grandma Mead and her loving Neil Diamond, which is a true fact. But what I forgot to read the rest of was actually the name of the rockin' dude who does Southern Man, who I just know, but just didn't know in this moment because I got too excited about Neil Diamond and the Broadway cast recording, which is not good. So Lily, just sing the Broadway cast recording to me because just Bobby and Dad might disown me that I've messed up Neil Young so badly. So really, it's going to be Neil Young doing Southern Man, and then we're just going to hear another song, so get excited, but just the time is running out, so it's going to have to be a two-parter show, I'd say, but get excited. This is Neil Young, everyone. Get excited for Neil Young. Just the first 10 seconds did not sound like Neil Diamond, and in those moments, I knew this had gone astray. So we're going back on the path. Get ready to celebrate Neil Young. Of course, one of my favorite people that I've planned to celebrate this whole time and is going to be playing one of his hits, his biggest songs that everyone knows. Truly, they do. Just the hit, Southern Man.
Change gonna come.
Okay, people. This is just crazy. I don't know if you can still hear Southern playing in the background. Hopefully you can. But just really unfortunately, we are just running right out of time. And you didn't even get to hear the second song in this amazing duo. Just, I don't know if I should say or if you just have to tune in next week to know. Even though you probably can guess. So we're just get excited because it is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Craziness and chaos ensued, which only makes sense for this radio show. It's What a Wonderful World. And hello, this is Ella. Thank you so much for coming by. And thank you so much, Dad and Bobby, for helping me so much making this radio show. I'm glad that as hard as you tried to plan it, I could still mistakenly add crazy chaos, really unintentionally, but also now I'm just laughing up a storm, so it was still a joy, and hopefully you all had a joy. I'm so sorry, Neil Young and Neil Diamond for everything, and to Neil Young, we'll just finish playing Southern Man in all of its glory next week. And then we'll hear another one. Maybe it's Lynyrd Skynyrd. Probably just go listen to some Lynyrd Skynyrd right after this show. But we're just running out of time, so we're going to switch on over to Louis Armstrong and come back next week for more musical duos. Maybe I'll just try to find some more. So get excited. Oh my gosh, we even heard Kind of All of Southern Maine. Well, now What a Wonderful World's playing in the background. As I just say, have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Come back next week, 2 p.m. Thursday, 2 p.m. down by the docks at WMFO. We're right here. And just tune on in for more songs that relate to other songs in fun ways, including just being mentioned in other songs. So get excited. Thank you so much for hanging out. It's been so much fun, and I've truly laughed out loud after running all the way here, but it's worth it to hang out with all of you. So just rock on, amazing peeps. Have such a beautiful day. Keep on just rocking and rolling and being jazzy and swinging and doing crazy fun things with your day. And until the next time, listen to some fun music. And here's Louis Armstrong to play us out and bring some peace. To end it with just some peaceful days. So here I go. I'm going to stop talking. Rock on, peeps. And here's Louis.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the face.